This is WLMU, Harrogate, Tennessee, broadcasting at 91.3 FM, streaming worldwide at 913thegap.com. And you can follow the radio station, if you like, on Twitter, and that's going to be at 913thegap. It's Thursday night. It's 8 o'clock. We are the Paranormal Experience. We're back. We haven't been on in a couple of weeks due to the holidays, but had a great holiday. What about you, Lonnie?
Nah.
Eh.
It was a holiday.
That's decent, I guess. But we had a little... I should introduce ourselves for the first-time listeners. We're Tri-State Paranormal Investigators. I'm Neil, and with me tonight, is, as always, is Lonnie and Chris. And Chris, did you have a good holiday?
It was good. Lost a brother-in-law right after Christmas.
I hate hearing that.
But on the bright side, at least he got to see the kids at Christmas and be together with everybody. So
there's no doubt about it. We were talking about Twitter a minute ago with the radio station. You can follow them. You can do so with us, too, at Tri-State Spirits, if you wanted to do that. And eventually, I will get a password over to Chris so she can monitor it for us.
Yay!
Eventually, if I can remember. You know what you need to do? You need to text me and let me know. That way I can remember. Lonnie, we're going to have a little get-together after the show. Or am I correct? Remind me.
I'm going to have a powwow.
I'll forget before we get out to the car.
You probably will. But we'll try to remember. We'll try to remember to get that to you tonight. If you'd like to, if you have any questions or comments you'd like to give to us, you can do so at Facebook. That's our address. You can add us as a friend, or you can just send us a comment or a question. It's going to be www.facebook.com/Tri-State Para. And that's TRISTATEPARA. You can send us a question or comment at our email, too. It's going to be tristate_paranormal@yahoo.com. And I've already mentioned that about the Tri-State Spirits at the Twitter account. And if you want, you can give us a call here into the station as well. And the phone number is going to be 423-869-6331, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
We're like the paras, so we left the normal off because we're not normal.
Correct.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. I got an idea.
What's that?
If any of our listeners want to, they can send a message on Facebook reminding you to send her the password to the Twitter.
That might work.
They're going to remember it better than I will.
That might work. But again, that phone number is going to be 423-869-6331. So we're back. You know, here we are. Sad to say this, but it was our decision. We've had a two-hour show now for, what, 3, 4, 5 months, something like that. We're going to keep that slotted, that allotted 2 hours programming thing, that block, but the thing is we're probably going to start cutting it short to an hour and a half ish depending on how the discussion's going or how, you know,
or if
we have a special guest or something like that.
Or special shows.
That was our decision. It wasn't a radio station's decision. It was just something because Lonnie has an hour drive from here, so does Chris. Well, it's almost an hour. It's not quite an hour, but it's long enough, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe we'll kick it back up in the summer when it stays, you know, daylight a little longer. Or something like that. But right now, we're going to keep the allotted 2 hour spot, but we'll probably go back down to an hour and a half ish, you know. So, but yeah, and you know, we have a couple of questions we'll go over tonight too. But our show has always borderline conspiracy. It's a conspiracy show, and it's bordered, you know, a talk show kind of. Well, it is a talk show pretty much. But we've always bordered right around the conspiracy.
Well, being in paranormal, you're going to get into conspiracies.
It's going to happen because when you're an investigator, no matter what, if you're an investigator, you're going to investigate and you're going to pull up some filth. Okay, let's just say that. And there's actually a lot of conspiracies that we ran into that we don't want to talk about on the radio because, well, we want to keep a radio show. But
I want to stay alive.
That too. That's the major thing. But next week... I have an acquaintance of mine, a friend that I actually work with, and his name is Matt Klein. I'm going to have him on the show next week too, and he's well versed in conspiracy, and he has a huge lineup of things that he would like to talk about on the show. And I gave it the okay, we can do that, because I listened to some of the things he talked about, and I mean it's going to be current events, you know, and what brought these events on, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to do that. We're not trying to change completely to a conspiracy show because we're not. Anybody who's a fan of our show knows that what we do is it's paranormal, but we just go everywhere. It's just there is nothing sacred to us.
Our minds kind of wander.
Yeah, we're talking about this now in a minute. We'll be talking about a Will Smith movie or something. That's just how we are.
Or Roadhouse.
Or Roadhouse.
One word and it takes us off in that direction.
Yeah, they should make a remake of Roadhouse.
They should.
Who should play? What's his face?
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, but I can't remember his character's name.
Oh,
who would be a good one to play him?
Somebody big and bad.
Patrick Swayze.
Will Smith.
Why not?
He can do it.
But yeah, next week we're gonna have him on. We look forward to that. And
I know Paul Walker.
Who?
The guy from the Fast and the Furious things.
Paul Walker.
I thought that was Vin Diesel.
That's the leading actress next to him.
I don't.
He's played in actually some good movies.
I don't like car movies.
Well, he played in
Bobby Z.
Ever seen it?
It's a really good movie. Can't think of the rest of them, but.
At least you didn't say.
He's good looking.
Well, I was going to say, at least you didn't say Thor. Yeah. Whatever that cat's name is. Well, at least he's good looking. Yeah.
I'll put that out there.
Yeah, there you go.
That Thor movie disappoints me. And I'm a Thor fan.
Thor, I never did go watch Thor.
I read the comics. That disappoints me. I enjoyed
the movie was decent. The movie was decent. I liked it. You were just
I don't like that type of movie.
I don't agree with, you know.
Well, first Thor's of all. God,
you know, yeah, he's so. Bigger.
I don't know. He's actually the guy that played in the new remake of Red Dawn.
Which makes no sense.
Because he's Australian, and it's actually supposed to be where the U.S. gets invaded.
Yeah, and he's probably in his 30s, and you know, if anybody watches Red Dawn,
it was high school kids.
High school kids.
Yeah,
so.
Man, well, it's true.
The original Red Dawn wasn't no good anyways.
Right.
So. I didn't go watch it. I wanted to, but I never got it.
Roadhouse. There we go.
Roadhouse was good.
The end.
I just Roadhouse everybody.
Roadhouse trump card. The end. But
you know, as good looking as Patrick Swayze was, his brother was ugly.
They look alike.
No, his brother's like the ugly version.
He has a brother? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's his brother's name?
What's that movie, you know, where they jump with
Keanu? Next of Kin's awesome.
What's that? Keanu Reeves or whatever?
Keanu Reeves?
Keanu? Yeah,
whatever his name is. I don't know his name. But
Point Break.
Okay. Do you know the ugly dude that was in charge that was on that? In that movie?
Gary Busey?
No.
Busey! That's who should play him!
Gary Busey should play him in the next one.
He played The Eye of the Tiger. It was a good movie.
Anyway.
Paranormal, what we doing?
I don't know. Like I said, we got a couple questions. We can go ahead and answer a couple of the questions here. Let me get into it. Go ahead and jabber amongst yourselves.
I turned 30 a few days
ago. Oh, yeah, you did.
Happy
you
birthday.
Did. You did. You hit the big 3-0, didn't
30,
you?
30, yeah.
You're
but,
old
but you
man.
Know, 30 is the new 20.
Until you're
I had
40, and then it's going to be the new 30.
You,
right?
You turned 30. I had an anniversary in December, and it was 32 years.
You've been married longer than he has been old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. But you're 30, though.
Yep.
A big 3-0.
It took me forever to get my license renewed.
Why?
I did it online, and they never sent it to me. So then I went to the county clerk, and they made me another one, and then they finally sent my other one to me. And I've gained like 30 pounds since I first got my license.
You can be like
actually
a horse.
More.
You're pretty chubby.
I've gained like 50 pounds.
You can be like a horse. You're double registered now.
Yeah.
There you go. And if your cops take one, you got a backup, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so there you are. But go ahead and next year.
So, yeah.
No, I don't forgot what I was going to say.
That I'm old?
You are.
I am.
If you're old, I ain't even getting in that because I'm like twice your age.
I hurt, though.
You're 60?
No.
That's twice my age.
I said like.
Why?
Almost.
Oh, almost. Or not quite. There's not an almost there.
There's an almost there.
How old are you? You ain't going to say, are you? I know, but I ain't going to tell nobody.
21.
I was born in 62. Half of the people can't count, so.
Wow.
It'd take them a while to figure it out.
There's someone out there now. Ha-ha!
I know, I'm special.
It'd be like your buddy Rufus is on. I ain't going to tell you how old I am, but I'm between 29 and 27. Yeah, that works.
Poor guy. Yeah. I don't like
him. I'm going to have him back on, man. He was a treat. Nah. I enjoyed him on, and you need to be on this.
You know, he got arrested recently.
What did he get arrested for?
Public intoxication again.
Well, I guess he's going to pull a long one for this one, didn't he?
Yeah.
What, 4 hours?
Probably.
He's got a problem with the bottle. Bad.
Poor guy.
That bottle just seems to find him, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
Right, they don't find him. He finds it.
He looks for it. He investigates the bottle.
He told me a story once that he was thinking about purifying, I don't know, this is his word, purifying gasoline through a a loaf of bread.
Oh,
to drink
Lord.
It. He would try. I believe he would.
Why would you want to drink that? And I asked him that, and he said, you know, the reason why is because I got kind of a head rush when I was siphoning gas from my vehicle once. And he thought he could get drunk, I guess.
Well, do you guys watch that new show, the Moonshiners, on TV?
I do not.
It's pretty good. Oh, they got the new, like, sister show to Jersey Shore. What is it, the one, the Hillbillies in West Virginia? What's the name of it? I've watched one show, it's already come on. Buck Wild. It's a bunch of hillbilly teenagers or whatever they are in West Virginia doing everything redneck they can think of. And then it's like, it's the Jersey Shore of West Virginia.
You know what's bad about this? Just about anybody and everybody can get a TV show these days. I mean, seriously, if you push for it. I mean, I didn't know about this. I think I've heard Chris talk about it before. There's a show that this little girl has, and her name's Honey Boo Boo Bear or something.
Yeah.
No, God.
I've never even knew this, man. It's like renewed for a second or third season. I'm like, what is this? You know, it's like this pudgy little girl.
What did I see on the news the other night? That they get paid like, that woman is getting $18,000 or $33,000 an episode for her kids now.
Good.
But she's also putting it in like trust funds for them, I said is smart.
She's investing in Twinkies if they weren't gone. Generic Twinkies.
It looked ridiculous to me. I'm serious. I don't even know what this
most
is.
Most of the shows on TV, the reality shows, are hillbillies because hillbillies are hilarious.
We're awesome.
We are.
We're just absolutely awesome.
We're hilarious. Just like Redneck
if the shoe
Vacation.
Fits, man. If the shoe fits.
But you know, we're lucky because we can just walk out on our front porches and just watch this stuff for free.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got Duck Dynasty.
I have watched Duck Dynasty. The thing about it is addictive. It is very addictive.
Never heard.
Listen here, Jack.
Oh, it's
that
funny.
Old dude. I can't think of his name.
I can't.
Si,
Uncle Si.
Jack.
I don't watch reality TV. It upsets me.
But then they have like. They're expanding the Redneck Vacation, where they're traveling across the country.
I've never even heard of that show either.
Bunch of rednecks down Louisiana. They sent them to the Hamptons for a summer, and they went to the market. You know, you're talking the Hamptons.
Okay.
And they go in there and they ask for all this squirrel and anything else they can get, and that's like really weird food that they hillbillies eat.
I feel they should just take a bunch of hillbillies and send them to foreign countries.
Why not?
Film that because that would be
well they
great.
Actually did they sent the these to England for a summer.
England,
yeah, it was hilarious.
Well, at least they're gonna have the same kind of teeth.
Yeah,
you know, right
here they have they put them up in this big mansion in the Hamptons.
Yes.
And they took all their four-wheelers and they all got out there and they started making mud in that million dollar yard, and then they took their bow and arrows and they were shooting out and it's hilarious.
And by me saying that anybody can get a radio or a television show, I started to say radio show.
Oops. We did what?
You're like watching. You're like, oh, I know people just like that.
Right. Well, true that. But the reason why I'm saying that is the next couple of, I don't know, probably from here on out. I don't even know. There'll be certain segments that we'll let you guys listen to as well. But what we're going to do is. On some of the investigations, we're probably going to talk about them, and that's why we was talking about the TV thing. We're going to do something that hasn't been done in the paranormal TV kind of thing. So if we start like doing something that's just crazy, look over it. Mm-hmm. So you know, and you'll understand once you start watching the.
We should
TV
do a competition where we let one listener that wins go on an investigation with us.
It'd be Rufus.
No. Nope.
You know who the two biggest fans are? It's either. William Tribble or Rufus?
We vote for William Tribble.
Yes, I would vote for him.
I would save my money to bring him here just to keep Rufus off.
And he's been a fan of our show for a long time. I think he's originally from around here, but he's actually in Hungary now. He's over there and he listens to us. And it's like really late there, and he still listens to us. So I know he's probably listening tonight too. So thanks for listening to us again tonight.
Hey, hillbilly stick together.
That's what it is, man. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Not all of them. Let the cops show up.
In a show coming up pretty soon, William is actually somewhat of an author on certain things, and he actually has something about a haunting that he did that's on YouTube. I don't have the information. I can get it from him later and give him proper, you know, credit for this. But we're gonna read it on air and tell the backstory about it too. Just for him, since he's such a good friend of the show. But But yeah, as I was saying, you know, the whole TV thing, that's why I said that about anybody can get a TV show these days. So if we start doing something, we'll fill you guys in. We started to do it tonight, but I forgot to get the camera. So, you know, whatever. But we'll mention it, and we'll let you know what's going on so you don't think we're nuts. But anybody who listens probably knows thinks we're nuts anyway. So, but anyway.
They'd be right.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, let's get into one of the first questions here. And before we go off on another tirade about something.
My son sent me a text. He said he thought he was our biggest fan.
Richie, man, I love you. But I don't know, man. You're just a Knoxville.
He's a diehard, though. He'll listen to us on his iPhone no matter where
he's
at.
I know, right? He'll drive and he'll listen
to
us on the iPhone.
He'll start calling and texting stuff.
Right, right. I don't know. One of the first times we actually got together as a group, we went over to Tim and Afton's place, and Richie and everybody come over, and Chris's husband, who I've known for a while because we used to work for the same company, and it was an entertaining night that night. I don't think anybody was sober. Was you sober? You were sober.
Yes.
Right?
I don't think anybody else was.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
That's because you were drinking.
You don't remember.
I swear I do not know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Oops.
But yeah. Richie, you're up there, man. You're top five for sure, dude. You're top five. But anyway, let's go to this question before we go off on another one, because I know he's texting something to her now. This is actually pretty good, and I actually put a little thing out there on Facebook here a while back about the end of the world and how, for me, personally,
we survived.
Yes, for me,
I didn't.
All that is just, you know, internet and tabloid, you know, fodder. That's all it is. You know, that's exactly what it is. But here's the question. It says, this is from Charlie. It says, well, the end of the world did not happen. When do you think the next, quote-unquote, end of the world thing will be? It's going now, isn't it?
Yeah, they've already saying something
now. What'd you hear?
I've heard multiple ones about a miscalculation. Or then there's the Nostradamus stuff.
They forgot to carry a one.
Yeah. Then there's something about Nostradamus, and it's going to happen in, 2337 or something like that.
Nostradamus, man, he's been doing this forever.
Or the next fanatic that wants to freak people out
and get their money and hit work.
Yeah. Wonder how many people gave away their money and whatever.
I wish they'd give it to me.
I bet there's more than you would think.
Too bad they didn't bring it and drop it off at my house.
That's what I'm saying. Give me some money. But yeah, it's already going on and it'll happen.
You know what's funny too? I mentioned it on here, and I was kind of like, I was taken by this. Okay, I was taken in by this. There was actually a photo that come out, and usually when I get on the internet, I'll read the headlines on like Yahoo or something like that, and it showed this light coming from one of the Mayan temples. You know, I said, "Oh gosh," you know, and I was, but come to find out, guess what? It was photoshopped.
Oh yeah,
I fell for it. You know, I fell for it.
I know who.
Shut up,
I'm pretty
Chris.
Sure I know who starts up, the end of the world stuff. Discovery Channel.
It makes some money, man.
Because they'll have like 1,500 specials.
Speaking of that, did y'all see on Animal Planet? I don't know.
Apocalypse?
They found a one-ton squid. It's the size of a bus.
Wow.
And they're supposed to have a show coming on sometime in January where they got so far down. It's so deep that they said it won't bother nobody because it'll never come up that far. That they finally got cameras down that far to film them.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They're showing pictures of it. One ton.
You know it's worse than a one-ton squid?
That's a lot
squid?
Of sushi.
One turd.
Or not sushi, but what do you call that? Calamari? Whatever you would.
A one-ton...
No, it's
calamari?
It's a calamari. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think about this.
I love you, Chris. I'm just messing with you.
I don't like it, but...
A one-ton jellyfish. You know how much pee it would take to get that sting off you?
Just go...
People would line up in droves.
You'd have to. Oh, hurry, hurts.
Okay, anyway.
Just go to a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Just stand outside the bar. It'll happen.
It'll happen, for sure.
Right by the bathroom.
You know, I ran into a friend of the show again over the holiday as well, TJ Biscardi. I ran into him. He came into where I work at, and we was talking. He's still all up for doing that Bigfoot hunt with us.
I can't wait. Are you talking about the guy that was over
there? Yeah.
He's supposed to
Tom
me
Biscardi
a signed...
Well, Tom Biscardi Jr., I call him TJ.
He's supposed
Tommy,
to send me a signed DVD.
Is he? Well, that's cool.
No, he hasn't sent it.
You need to go get him, and you make him send it. Well, for anybody who don't know who that is, his name's Tom Biscardi Jr. He's a friend of the show, and he's a friend of ours, and he's got a couple of shows on Netflix you can go and watch. It's Bigfoot Lives 1, I believe, is on there. Yeah. And then he has, you can find Bigfoot 1, Bigfoot Lives 1, 2, and 3, and The Anatomy of a Hoax, and all this other good stuff that he's done on any of the like media places like Amazon. You can buy them from there, yeah, and eBay, I'm sure, you know. So, but rented to him, he's still up, yeah, for doing that for us, man. So that's gonna be fun, and we might even see about trying to do a remote from there, possibly. We might.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know if we're gonna be able to. We may have to like record it. We won't be able to do it live because we're gonna be so far back. I mean, from what he talks about or the way he talks.
We'll just record it and play the audios.
Well,
which will be hilarious.
Possibly, but.
What, us getting scared?
Pretty much, yeah. Thinking it's a Bigfoot, just be a bear.
Hmm.
So back to Charlie's thing. Yeah, Charlie, they're starting again.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be... We are a society driven on fear, okay?
Yeah.
We want to scare ourselves, and we will continue to do so. And the next big thing that happens, if they can find any kind of quote-unquote pseudo-science, like, reasoning behind it...
It's like an adrenaline rush.
It'll happen. Yeah, that's what it is. That's pretty much what it is, but... It's going on right now, Charlie, and it'll continue going on. And I mean, for the rest of our lives, our grandchildren's strength, children's life is going to have the same kind of a thing. So I mean, that's how it's going on. So you know, and it's like next week's guest. You know, like I said earlier, Matt Klein, he's going to be on. He can talk about some of the stuff too. It's all conspiracy, and it's just fodder. Like I said, it's just internet and TV fodder to make millions of dollars, you know.
Discovery
and just
Channel.
Money. Discovery Channel.
So they can make specials.
Channel, you know, TLC, all of that great stuff. But yeah, it's going on now, Charlie, and thanks for the question, and thanks for listening. Here's another one, too, and if we do this, we'll probably take us a break real quick. This is from Kevin. Do you think a ghost can manifest into a shadow person and vice versa? I don't know. That's an interesting question. I've always...
I think it's two separate entities.
That's what I was thinking. I always separated these two entities. I don't think they're the same thing. I think there's two different things.
Yeah, I think it's two different things.
A lot of the shadow people, a lot of people in our line or our field of study seem to believe it can go as far as into elemental and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's a different thing, pretty
much. Do you
much.
Think maybe shadow people come around when somebody that is dying?
Well,
like the Reaper?
You know, possibly. I mean, you know, why not? I mean, it's you know, there's little known about shadow people. I mean, it's probably the least known, quote unquote, entity in the paranormal research field. You know, a lot of people speculate, and that's all we can do too, is speculate as well.
But see, I see it like, you know, taking a regular haunting, just a basic ghost, and a demonic. You know, one can't become one or the other. I think it's two separate things.
At the same time, though,
I
believe.
Afraid of them.
Eventually, well, you know, some people's not. Some people think that it should be the one you should show more respect and fear to. You know, I don't know, but like I said, we can just speculate at this point. But what was I going to say? I can't even remember. I totally lost my train of thought.
Something about ghost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were talking about how you don't think that either one of those. You know what? Go ahead, Lonnie. I got to take this.
But like I was saying, I don't think that like a where's your glasses? I don't think like you know like a regular haunting or like can just become a demon. Because, you know, I'm still, and I know everybody's got their opinions on, like, the recordings, you know, which is not actually a ghost. It's just left a residue of a person. I don't think that can become a full-on haunting either.
I believe that, well, there is a demon and ghost. I fully believe it's two separate things.
Yes. Yeah. So you don't believe they can become one each other?
No. I think a demon is something that you should fear.
Well, yeah.
And a ghost, not necessarily that you would have to fear a ghost. But now a lot of people think one's one and the same.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've known people think everything's demons.
Yeah.
Every ghost is a demon, which that's
kind
of out there.
I don't necessarily think that.
Now, can a ghost become a poltergeist? Which
probably.
That's just energy. I think that's just energy, but still.
Would a ghost become a poltergeist, or do you think a demon could become a poltergeist?
Well, I think a poltergeist, all it is basic energy. It's not actually even a ghost. It's just the energy of the person.
But mostly anything I've seen about poltergeist is, like, not very good.
Yeah, it's just energy. It's just out of whack energy, but, yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I guess a ghost couldn't become one because it's not a ghost, so. I've just answered that myself, within myself.
We keep talking, we'll figure it all out, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ghost. Roadhouse.
I still think Paul Walker.
They don't know who he is.
I can't believe you don't know who he is.
I don't watch TV, really. I mean, I watch TV,
you
but
know, okay, you've watched Fast and Furious, right?
Nope.
You've never watched it?
Don't like those movies.
What else was he in?
There's not, if it's got zombies.
Okay, people, help me out. What other movies was Paul Walker in?
Oh, no.
Besides Bobby Z.
Never heard of it.
Oh, Lord. I'm trying to think. Did you watch, what is that one with Jessica Alba, where they were like in the Caribbean and they was diving for treasure? You didn't watch that one either?
Nope.
Paul Walker was in that
too. Was there zombies in it?
No.
I didn't see it.
Not zombies.
Zombies or something horror.
Well, this
monsters.
Is more.
Like no. Monsters.
I'm trying to think some.
Goblins. I like goblins.
Goblins?
I like goblins.
What's your idea of a goblin?
You know. Little green guys.
Green guys?
Goblins. I like goblins.
Like Halloween goblins?
Yeah. We don't talk about goblins on this show either. We need a goblin show.
Oh, did you ever watch Varsity Blues?
A long time ago.
You know the boy that was the quarterback?
I don't remember it.
He's the one that... threw the football. No, wait a minute. He was the quarterback that got hurt. And then the other boy stepped in and took his place. You watched Varsity Blues.
Yes.
There's a fat guy in that movie.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. I remember the fat guy.
The big ham hock guy or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I mean,
it's the football movie. Remember?
I remember the movie. Yes, I remember the movie, Varsity Blues.
The guy that was the big football star at first, the one that got hurt.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an old movie.
That was Paul Walker.
We need to do.
I was getting ready to say. I thought what's his name from Dawson's Creek was on it. Was like.
Yeah, he was in it.
We need to do a show on goblins.
Goblins. I have a goblin on World of Warcraft. We could do that. It'd be.
We need some goblin shows. Little
started
green
geeking
goblin.
Out there
goblins.
For a second.
I asked him what a goblin was. He's like, you know, a little green man.
You remember the movie Troll 2? Not Troll 1, but Troll 2.
I do. Yes.
They're goblins in that movie, but they're not trolls. It never once calls them trolls.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Do but, you not know, think that a. Leprechaun would be a goblin?
No. It's a leprechaun. A leprechaun is a leprechaun.
Like, they're like little...
It's a leprechaun.
They're trolls. Like, to me, they are.
Leprechauns are just people that are vertically challenged. With lots of gold.
That was a nice way to put it. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But with that, we're going to go ahead and take us our first break. You're listening to the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. We'll be right back.
Goblins.
A decent song, I guess. I don't know. You're listening to the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. Chris, you have something for us?
Yes. Support for Around the World and WLMU comes from the Cumberland Gap Tavern, located in downtown Cumberland Gap across from the Iron Furnace. Free Wi-Fi for everyone, serving up to 10 beers on tap, 24 bottled brews of domestic imports and malt beverages for the ladies, along with daily specials. They now have Micro of the Moment that presents craft beer weekly. Alongside beers and ale, you can enjoy delicious, locally supplied, market fresh, and handmade foods from their menu. Entertainment includes a pool table, darts, a jukebox with over 3 million songs, costume and holiday parties, flat screen TVs where you can watch a variety of sports programming. A local tavern for the tri-state community and tourists alike. Hours of operation Monday through Saturdays from 5 p.m. till midnight. And now you can ring them at 423-869-9707. You can also like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. An area business that is 21 and up, and they do ID.
Sweet. Thanks for that. I still want to go there. I mean,
yeah.
Just
yeah. Are they not the ones that have the 3 million songs?
They have a lot of songs, yeah.
They do have over 3 million songs.
3 million songs.
Wow.
Wonder
crazy.
How long, if you went once a week, it'd take you to go through all them songs. Just start at the top and work your way down.
You wouldn't. I wouldn't anyway, because I know there's songs on there I wouldn't like.
Probably most of them.
Would you want to count them?
No, I would not. But like I said, this is a Paranormal Experience, 91.3 The Gap. We were talking about shadow people and ghosts. We took them to the same thing a minute ago, and I guess we all pretty well agree on it. I didn't get your opinion on it, Chris. We didn't really ask too much.
On what?
On the shadow people becoming ghosts or vice versa, you know?
Well, you know, when my dad was really sick and right before he passed away, we started seeing a shadow in my mom's home, and it was always going away from you. never came right at you, and you always just caught it like out the corner of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
But we never felt threatened by it.
Man, if you could continue to yawn, I can turn your mic off.
That's,
just
that's
like
contagious.
Just wave at me, man. And
like I said, I just drank an energy drink, and I'm still sleeping.
That's the most contagious thing there is a yawn.
Wow. I'm serious. It's cool, man. I understand. You know, I snuck it at a nap before we come on the show, so that's a good thing.
But
I can sleep 30 hours and still be sleepy.
I don't know.
I to be honest with you, I personally, we started seeing it when my dad got really bad, and I don't think anybody's seen it since he's passed away. So, and I never felt threatened by it. We seen it. The nurses that came there seen it.
Well, a lot of people believe it might be a harbinger of death as well. So,
a reaper?
So.
Well, blue oyster cults, they don't fear them.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. And you can't fear them.
Don't fear the reaper.
You totally forgot the song.
I don't know the lyrics. I don't know the chorus. It's not a good song.
Well, you know what's bad? I thought it was Grateful Dead. So
the only reason I know it's Blue Oyster Cult is from that movie, Stoned Age.
That is a good movie.
With the Ox 45s. The whole movie's about Blue Oyster Cult, pretty much.
Yeah.
For some reason, I know who sung it. I don't like the song.
A lot of people called people worms in it, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
You're but whatever the Black Shadow was, I have no clue what it was. I didn't even know that they was calling it Shadow People at the time.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, are you okay?
I'm going to sleep.
Have you ever been in
curl up over there in the corner, man.
Have you ever been in a room with somebody, especially someone that's really sick and dying, and their animal just sits and stares up at the ceiling or something, like they're seeing something that you're not?
Well, you know, they do say that animals as well as children, you know, are more intuitive to this because I guess they don't think or their mind doesn't actually say, okay, well, this is something else. This is totally something different. They don't dismiss it. They actually see that, so, you know.
Well, you know, that's how, you know, we're taught to dismiss everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we end up going,
or if you say anything, everybody laughs at you and says you're crazy or whatever.
They do that no matter what I say, so it don't matter.
Well, that's true.
Right. And, you know, my experiences when it's come with, like, the shadow people were out of the corner of my eye. I have long eyelashes, so I used to think that my eyelash would get caught on the bottom eyelash or something like that, or even when I had, like, you know, long hair at a time. I had long hair, you know, up to recently, you know, a couple months ago. I would think it'd be part of my hair, and I'd, like, brush it away or something like that. But, I mean, I've never seen one full on except for the picture that we got that we don't want to publish until we get it, I guess, copyrighted or whatever, you know?
I've never seen it full on either.
No.
Even what we've seen it all the time up until he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always going either down the hall or away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Is where you always seen it.
That reminds me of a question once that we had come in. It came in a long time ago. I can't remember who sent it in, but it was something along the lines of how something was looking at, I think it was one of our female listeners looking at her from her hallway. Do you remember this? And said that it was shimmering, and all of a sudden it like gained consciousness and thought that she'd seen it, and it just blinked out completely.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I think, you know, possibly they
before
control.
You block it.
Yeah. Well, not that. I think sometimes maybe. The shadow people, like I said, you know, I'm just, you know, speculating that maybe, possibly, they can control who they want to see them and who they don't want to see them, you see. So, possibly, maybe, they've seen that, and then it forgot, you know, it might have like, oops, you know, like, I better blink out of existence before it
sees
it. Well, I
always thought that people that were stronger willed seen less than people that had weaker minds.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with it, per se, because, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, with the children, obviously the children aren't, you know, geniuses at that
some
age.
Some are.
Well, you know, they got to develop their brain.
We don't know
stuff,
any.
You see.
No.
You know, they got to develop their brain. And even like the mentally challenged people, you know, I have them in my family. Lonnie has one or two in his family as well. So I'm not making fun of them. It's just, you know, they're not like geniuses or whatever. But, you know, and they say that sometimes, I mean, going back to the quantum leap theory, man, you know, watching the movie, how the mentally challenged people could seen Sam, you know,
Al,
that's right.
Innocent.
And little kids could see him, and animals could see him.
Exactly.
Would it be more like innocent?
That was their theory on it.
That's the innocence of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that could be something as well, too, because I know I ain't innocent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done some crazy, sketchy things in my life, and that's just a fact.
Hey,
Jack.
I've seen the shadow people, and I'm not easily, I don't see anything, don't hardly believe in all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my theory on the, you know, how, because you always see it out of the corner of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, because you're not concentrating on it, Mm. It's just at a corner of your eye. You know, it's like that thin veil between, you know, the worlds or different worlds or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think when you're not paying attention, you can glance over and just barely see into it.
Oh, you know, that's actually a pretty good theory.
I've always thought that. You're just, you know, you're not paying attention, so you're not looking for it.
Exactly. Parallel universe?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, yeah, well, that's pretty good. That's actually that's a really good theory, man. You know,
I'm a genius.
Why not? You know?
Oh yeah. You're
know,
so
and
smart.
you were talking about, you know, strong will. That's just a nice way of saying somebody's stubborn. You know, yeah. What I mean?
I probably block it. If I see things, I'm like, nah.
Well, it's like Lonnie said. You know, we're taught forever to just, you know, no, that ain't right. But then, you know, we'll believe the world's going to end.
Yeah.
But we won't believe in like the existence of an afterlife.
I didn't believe
like
in
that.
The Mayan calendar.
Right. Well, not a lot of people.
Do I believe it? The world probably in. Yeah, I believe in the Bible.
Right.
So, I believe that when God decides to come and get you, He's going to come and get you.
Now, what was it with the Mayans? Was it their gods were supposed to be aliens and were like a science experiment or something?
Well, that's one theory.
That's one theory on it.
Oh well,
I think the whole idea. No one understands their calendar or their way of life. Mm. So we just theorize and just start making stuff up.
Right. I've seen a lot of funnies, you know, like in the newspaper.
It's like I always said, if the Mayans can predict the future, why couldn't they predict the Spaniards?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. They couldn't predict the Spaniards? They can predict the future?
Right. I don't know, but it's just nuts out there. And we're always going to believe that, but it's like I was saying, maybe it's like Lonnie said, maybe it's just that one single moment we're not really looking for anything, and it just appears to us because we're not looking for it, you know? Now, I will admit, certain places that I have been, I see that more often than I do other places, you know? Or maybe I just don't notice it at other places, I don't know. But like I said, normally I'm into a show or a movie or a video game, you know, what have you. And then, I thought it would be my eyelash, or maybe it was my, you know, hair at the time or something.
Or your guard could be down.
That could be true, too, you know?
That's what I'm thinking. You're not looking for it, so it's, you know.
Before you put that guard up, that wall, that you see things.
Mm-hmm. That's very well a good possibility, too. So, yeah, I don't know.
That little bit of innocence you have shows through.
That little bit?
That little bit.
That tiny little minuscule.
That's why I'm not, that's why I'm not seeing things. It's all gone.
Oh, I'm pretty cynical, so if I seen a shadow person, I don't know where the innocence come from.
Oh, wow. Well, let's go to another question. That was, like I said, that question come from Kevin. Thanks for that, Kevin. This is actually a pretty decent question, too, and I've always been interested in these. I mean, I guess from my Scottish-Irish heritage. Let's see. Have you guys ever investigated a banshee? And if not, would you like to? And that's from Henry. I would love to look for that. I would love
to. Do you know the story behind the banshee?
I have a basic understanding.
I don't.
If you see the banshee, you die. That's what it's there for. It's a harbinger of death.
Right, right.
That's why people sin, they come to kill you. That's one of the story behind it.
What's that movie, Scary Mary or whatever? If you see her, you're supposed to die, so.
And of course, every time I think of Banshee.
Bloody Mary, yeah.
Every time I think of Banshee, I think of the Marvel character, and that's just awesome.
Well, which, honestly, what a Banshee was, the wails and the screams that they'd heard was just, you know, the wind blowing against the cliffs as they were you know, going up and down the oceans or whatever. But, you know, I've always been interested in that as well.
Oh,
just
yeah,
for the simple fact of my heritage. You
I
know,
just
you
hate
got
to
Irish,
see
Scottish
one.
Heritage in yours as well, which Chris, I believe she does too. So, which, I don't know. I mean, it would be decent. We have never investigated one, and I would like to.
It'd be fun.
A thing that our family done, my husband's family, on their family heritage, and they've got it back to the 1600s.
Mm.
And apparently their family, some of them came from Scotland, and they were Mackenzies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually had some that came from Germany, and they had German names.
Hmm.
So,
wow.
It's pretty good.
I actually got on Ancestry.com one time, and I was going through it and looking at mine. I traced mine back to Chaminade. No, I don't know. I'm just joking. But I went back pretty far. There was,
well, one of them,
quote unquote, royalty in the family. But I think if anybody gets into it, they're royalty in my family as well. Blah, blah, blah,
which
blah.
I think everybody's going to have some royalty in their. Yeah.
Well, another family member said that they actually went all the way back to the 1500s before they got hit a roadblock. So they're supposed to send us the information.
My mother's side pretty well vanishes into Indians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which
Native Americans.
That well, that's well, where they Native hit a roadblock.
Oops, I'm sorry. My bad, Lonnie.
There's your oops moment.
Yeah,
there,
it's
gone.
Oops moment. I'm allowed to have it.
Grandmother or something was Indian, and
Native American.
So when they got further back, that's where they hit a blank. It wouldn't go back no further
because they didn't keep track of that. But you know what was a funny thing about it? You know, in the area, you've heard of Redbird Mountain.
Yes.
Redbird, Chief Redbird. I actually went back as far as him. in my mom's side of the family, which was pretty neat. You know, my dad's the one that goes way back, and Irish, Scottish, all this other stuff, you know. But I don't know. I tell everybody that I'm kin to John Wallace. Freedom!
William Wallace.
Well, that's him.
My grandfather, his name was Mont McVeigh. And they called him Mac. But how many people do you know with the first name Mont?
Monty.
No, nope, it's not Monty. It's right? Mont.
Mm, I know.
But everybody called him Mac.
Oh, that's cool. But yeah, I would absolutely love to like get into the, you know, Banshee thing. Didn't Josh Gates and his crew get into the Banshees one time? They actually went. Oh, there was an episode about
and
that.
And there was a ghost.
When did they die?
Hunters, I think the Taps guy, whatever they're called. They did a live thing.
Oh, did they?
Looking for Banshees, and they didn't find them, obviously. Well. But
so you're afraid to look for it?
Well, you know, it's a harbinger of death. When you see one, you go.
You're going to go anyways when it's your time.
Yeah, but if you see it, then you're going early.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Okay, if you say so.
Unless you can roundhouse kick it and get away.
How would you know if you've seen it?
I would Chuck Norris front kick it, okay?
Yeah.
I think the Banshee would be clad in green and yellow with little wing things as his arm. He'd be screaming and flying like the Marvel character.
And most say they're women, aren't they? Most
yeah.
Of the boys
well, you, what's that saying, you know, when you get mad like a Banshee? Is that, to me, I always thought a Banshee is like a monkey.
No.
No, that's JR.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, when I think of Banshees, I think of the Marvel character.
Oh, is that what it is?
Or a four-wheeler.
Our,
it could come at you, yellow and green four-wheeler. Uh-oh. You look at that, and you're that's it, Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to run you over.
It probably, right, my luck, it would.
Let's go to this other question from Amy. It says, hey, TSPI. Just wanted to know how your team felt about out-of-body experiences. We've answered sort of like this a couple of times before. Out-of-body experiences scare me. Not the fact that I could do it, but the fact of getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And what and a lot of people, if they don't know what an out-of-body experience is, it's consciousness of your spirit, so what have you, detaching itself from your body.
Most people do it like when they're asleep.
You can, but there's a lot of people that train themselves to do so before, you know, not even having to be asleep.
What was that Bill Cosby movie where he was a ghost? Wasn't it called Ghost or Ghost Dad?
Ghost Dad, yeah.
Wouldn't that technically an out-of-body experience?
Pretty much, man.
I don't know why I thought of it.
Well, a lot of people say that they go to sleep that they feel like they're floating.
Right.
You know, out of their body.
My back would give out. I'd fall back in it. It's going to happen.
Well, they believe that, you know, is like an out-of-body experience.
I've heard that. I don't
believe in out-of-body experiences. So.
You've never had a dream, though?
Dreams.
Like you're floating from place to place, you know?
You know what's crazy? One of the craziest dreams I have, and it's like a reoccurring... Well, it's a reoccurring event. It's not a reoccurring theme, but it's a reoccurring event. I jump, and I can't come back down. Seriously, if I'm jumping, man, I'm up.
You're just hanging there?
And I'm like, I'm coming down, I'm like, this is going to hurt. You know, and then I jump again.
I always have a dream where I can't move my legs.
Really?
And then I need to run, but my legs don't work.
You ever have like a bad dream, and you know it's a bad dream, but yet you still can't wake up from it?
I used to do that when I was a kid.
But, I mean, you even in a dream, you think, okay, this is not real.
I used to be able to have lucid dreams. And what that is, you're aware, you're dreaming. You know, there's a state right before REM sleep, you know, REM sleep, that you can control your dreams. I used to love doing it. I haven't really tried recently, but I don't remember too many dreams.
Did that to get out of a reoccurring dream.
Really?
When I was a kid, I had a fear of the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz for some reason.
Okay.
And I used to have...
hay was going to poke you in the eye.
I don't know.
Or was he riding a whale?
No, I didn't have the fear of whales yet. But you know the
Scarecrow... That just happened over the years.
Yeah. You know the Scarecrow that's on the bag of flour? Which I think the same guy from the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I used to have a dream about him, and he's always chasing me. I did it for years.
Okay.
And then finally I had that dream where I could control it, and then I just never had it again. And now I'm not scared of scarecrows, which
I used to have the same dream every single year. I'm not going to tell what it was. It was scary. It was always the same dream.
Why aren't you going to tell us what it is?
Because it's weird.
And you'll have it again?
Probably.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Watch me have a scarecrow dream tonight.
I will
horse laugh. If you text me in the morning and call me, dude, I had that scarecrow dream, I'm just going to horse laugh.
Which, you know, now, as I am now, I think I just have that dream. I'd just set him on fire.
Oh, there you are.
I'd flip a cigarette at him or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know, but...
Maybe that's how they come up with Freddy Krueger. That's probably where they got the idea of getting in people's dreams.
That's a horrible concept for a character, too. I'm not going to go into why. But
we'll just leave it at that. It's just a horrible concept.
If people, I love Freddy, but if you watch the first one, not the new remake, but the original first one,
where he killed all those kids.
Well, he did something else, and it's kind of sick. And you're like, and you guys are cheering for this guy? He's a pedophile.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the whole storyline of Freddy.
That's why they killed him.
But you know, everybody likes the character, and I'm like,
I don't like it.
It's sick.
And some of them, you know, the first movie's okay. The second one's probably a little okay.
I like Dream Warriors.
But then when you get to Friday the 13th, part 20, it gets a little old.
There's a lot of those. And that's what kills me about the horror genre as well. If they get one good idea, they destroy it. Paranormal Activity, right? The first one, you're like, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then it's come out with four more. And to be honest with you, I didn't watch the fourth one that came out this last Halloween. I watched the third one, and the third one was absolutely ridiculous.
I heard it was, and that's why I went.
I finally watched it.
Ridiculous.
I didn't think it was like horrible, but it still wasn't a good movie.
Yeah, but in a farmhouse with a bunch of nothing, dude.
It didn't make no sense to me.
There is not that many movies that has a part two that's ever as good as part one.
Blair Witch Project. Great concept. And that was actually one of the last movies that ever scared me. I was probably 18, 19 year old when this first came out. So I'm aging myself now. For anybody who wants to know, I'm 35, whatever. But I was 18, 19 when this came out, and it was cool. And it didn't scare me. It was just like, ha, I like this movie because, why? We camp a lot.
Yeah.
Right? We go out camping. So, you know, this is hitting home, you know? Yeah. And then they come out with part two. And the best thing about that was the redheaded chick. She was hot. That's it. Other than that, it was
then
nothing
they ruin
going
it
on,
because
man.
If there's a part two, it's like, okay, part one probably couldn't have happened then.
I have never seen a part two that was good, like as you said. I haven't. I have not.
There's a couple out there.
Name a couple.
Rocky 2 was awesome.
Rocky 2 was good. I like all the Rockies.
Oh, they're great movies.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, even the new one was great.
Yeah, the new one was
Rocky
cool.
Rocky 2 was a good movie.
It was.
Twilight got better as it went.
Yeah, whatever.
Lord of the Rings 2, great movie.
I'll agree.
Harry Potter.
No.
I've never watched
Harry
Potter.
I don't like
Harry
Potter, and I don't go, but my son and them are diehards for it.
Well, that's cool, man. You know, I have friends that like Harry Potter. I've just never really... I mean, I watched, like, the entire first movie. And it's not that I hate it. I'm finished, you know? I'm done, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how they continue to try to make Harry and the rest of the people look young when what's her name is totally blossoming into this
They should have filmed every single one of those movies within a 2-year span.
Right.
Then released them.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Twilight. They filmed all theirs in like, what, 1 year?
I have no idea.
Off four parts.
I have no idea.
1 or 2 years.
Couldn't watch any
of them. That'd be understandable, though, because they're still sort of looking
the way
they did
when they first
happened. They're not
supposed to age.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what worries me about, you know, I'm a huge fan of J.R.R., you know, Tolkien. You know, I like him. He's awesome, okay? I like him. But The Hobbit, they're cutting it into three parts as well.
Are they?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be one solid movie.
They're smart because they're going to get triple the money.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I heard they're coming out with the remake. I know you don't want to hear this only because you hate it, but there's a remake of Neverending Story coming out.
Oh, God.
I didn't even like the first one.
I liked the first one. I thought it was great. And the second one was pretty good, too. And a lot of people don't realize this, but the first and the second was only like a third of the book. If you actually read the book.
No, you know,
I haven't read the book.
I couldn't sit through that.
And you were talking about the whole, aging problem. Mm-hmm. I like, you know... what is that they have? They call it, I think it's the Game of Thrones, but it's based off a song of Fire and Ice, you know, which is just awesome. I love the show. It's a great show, but they're supposed to be young as well, and they're aging too, you know. But I don't know how they do it. They would have to do a movie.
Well, when you do something like that, then just like Twilight, and they're all not supposed to age, you're kind of writing yourself into a corner because you can't. After this, you can't keep coming out with sequels to it because...
Well, what about this whole big, huge thing about prequels? Yeah. I mean, the Star Wars thing, you know? I mean, they had Star Wars 1, 2, and 3 is technically 5, 6, well, 3, 4, no, 4, 5, and 6. I don't know.
I hate Star Wars. It's horrible.
I used to like it when I was young.
I don't like it.
And I mean, and The Hobbit, it's a prequel to the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
My wife actually has a tape of The Hobbit cartoon, the animated movie.
I had that.
We had the tape of that.
I've seen the previews for The Hobbit. I just don't know what it is.
It's just a prequel to The Lord of the Rings.
It's
what happened before Frodo and Aristo.
It's about Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, it's about his his grandfather.
His
right?
uncle or
his
something.
Uncle.
You know who was ingenious? The Doctor Who people.
Doctor Who is a good show.
You think
really
about
is.
It, how he ages. You know, it just changes.
Yes.
Persons. That's great.
See, there we are. We're off on another tyrant about something.
Mm. It always happens.
We got one more question. Let's go ahead and answer this question, too. And this is coming from Tori with an IE. Made sure we knew that. Let's see. I'm not sure if this is something you guys will answer, but I wanted to know, is a mummy a zombie?
Yep.
Pretty much.
You know, and the same thing goes along with Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th.
He's a zombie.
And, you know, we're talking about sequels. That I didn't like any of them up to part six is the best one.
Okay.
The rest of them are horrible before and after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first one. He's a zombie, and everybody's like, oh, he's not a zombie. He's a walking corpse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he's sane enough to stab you. He's a walking corpse. He's a zombie.
What's that new zombie movie that's coming out? It's kind of World comedy. War-C?
Oh, no. I don't know.
With a boy and his girlfriend, and he
oh,
turns
yeah.
into...
yeah. And it's like a love story.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool, man. Yeah. I'm going to watch that.
I'm going to go watch it, too, just to see.
What is it? Remember what it's what is it called again?
He starts turning into a zombie, and he's trying
to
find
a cure.
He's
already a zombie.
Yeah, he's trying to find a cure or something.
Technically, what's going on? I can show you the link after the show. I found it on YouTube a long time ago. I found it. This is pretty neat. This is a decent concept. It is funny. It is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, he's still kind of aware of himself as after being, you know,
there's
a zombie.
There's a few zombies I got now.
But, yeah, there is.
Deadheads.
But he starts to, I've seen Deadheads. Good movie. But he starts to file for a chick that he was going to kill, you know, or whatever. But he starts getting his, somehow, I guess they evolve and they teach themselves humanity again. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Ain't that what it is? Which
well,
is a, it's
if
a
you
decent
think
concept.
About it, what is that one with Van Damme? Where they were
there was a zombie movie?
Were no, well, basically, where they die and they bring them back.
Oh, a Universal Soldier.
Yes, no. I love that movie.
Didn't like it.
But, I mean, they were all dead and they brought them back.
Zombies.
But he started mm-hmm. having memories of home, and that's all mm-hmm. he wanted was to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Frankenstein's monster was a zombie.
He was.
A pieced-together zombie. And he's not Frankenstein. Frankenstein's monster.
Yes, yes. People need to realize that.
I hate that.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
Frankenstein
mummy.
Was the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a mummy is a zombie. It's a walking corpse.
It is.
Oh, crap. It's a walking corpse. It's a zombie. Which, if you want a really good zombie documentary, or like a mockumentary,
mm-hmm.
Fangoria's iZombie.
It is. It's a,
I got
it's
that on DVD. That is a great zombie movie. Because it shows the guy turning into the zombie, but he's still conscious.
Mm-hmm.
He still knows what's going on to the end. But
isn't that the one? Hang on a second. Is that the one where... they were like black and white scenes or something? Or
no.
What am I thinking of a different one?
You think of a different one.
You know what I'm talking about where they didn't know they were dead and they thought the other people were crazy?
No, yeah, that's all zombies.
Yeah.
Fangoria, it's an older movie.
Okay.
I'll bring it to you and let you watch it. It's this guy's recording himself turning into a zombie.
Okay.
It's great. It's a great
well,
movie.
Well, I'm a Fangoria fan.
Which I think it's an English movie, but it's awesome.
Hey, whatever. You know, they have some good movies as well.
It's good zombie movies.
We already sort of answered the mummy zombie thing. But,
yeah, they're zombies.
Jason
Voorhees in part 6 of Friday the 13th is a zombie.
He's a zombie from the second one on, isn't he?
Technically, Freddy Krueger's kind of a zombie.
Technically, when Jason was the kid in the thing at the beginning, he's a zombie, right?
Yeah, because he's supposed to... Well, no, because he didn't die. Remember, they thought he drowned and he was living in the woods as some
yes,
kind of mongoloid.
Yes, yes, yes.
In part 6, right. Where he gets stabbed with that rod from the grave
you
or
mean,
something.
You mean Jason didn't die?
No. He's a. If you watch,
I always thought he drowned.
If you watch the second and the third one, I think it's once they explain how he's a little mongoloid guy living in the woods.
Thought I watched all of them, but I must have missed that part.
I mean, the first ones are okay, but it didn't get good to part 6. Then after that, it's just horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Man.
They're all getting that way.
Which
you keep
if
going on and on and on.
What is one of? Wait, I can't remember if you answered or not. What is one good show or movie that the second part was as good or better than the first one? I've had this conversation before with somebody.
Rocky
II. I've watched
other than
something
that,
other than Rocky
recently, II. And I can't think of what it was, but part 2 was better than part 1.
Yeah.
I've watched something like that, and it was just as good.
There's a few of them. There's not many of them, but there's a few of them out there.
Maybe I was talking about some of the remakes they've been doing here recently, too, that's better than the very first
there's
one.
There's
some possibly.
Remakes that are better.
Yeah. I don't know. But, well, like I said, they're going to give us the 2 hours if we want it, but we're going to go ahead and cut on out of here, so... Lonnie and I has something to do later, and it involves a little drinkage, so we're going to go ahead and head out.
And they are talking about water, people.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
We need to rehydrate.
Healthy, they are health freaks.
We are, absolutely. I am vegan. But no, I'm not really.
You know, I'm going to hurt.
Probably could be.
I couldn't be.
You know, I'm going to hurt some feelings here. In the zombie community, I'm going to hurt some feelings.
Okay, let's
back.
Hear this. Let's hear this. I want to hear.
I think the remake of Night of the Living Dead, the color is a lot better than the black and white.
Really?
And a lot of people are going to disagree. And I love the black and white. It's a great movie. Just the 90s version of it was a better movie.
You know, I kind of like that part two better.
Well, because, you know,
the remake.
They got to do more in it.
Yeah.
You know, there was the acting
like
was a lot better.
The girl, she was like just tougher.
Yeah, when, you know. And she's pretty much a zombie in the first one.
Yeah.
You know what they need to make a remake of?
That?
Flash Gordon.
Oh, Lord.
They should totally
Fast
do
Times
that.
At Ridgemont High.
Love that movie.
You know, that's a good movie. That's a good movie as well. I don't know. I got to do something. Talk amongst yourself.
Sean favorite. Penn's a great actor, though.
He is, isn't he? He's underrated as well.
Did you ever watch that one with him and his brother played in it where their dad was, like, into crime? Christopher Watkins is in it with them. And I think... Isn't he their real dad?
Christopher Walken?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that. Mm-hmm. I've never heard
Check
that.
Him, look
I think they're the same age.
No, I thought that... I was thinking that he
Something
was their,
old.
That their real dad in real life. But I mean, I can't swear to it. I just heard that somewhere. But,
I don't think he is.
Anyways, he had his kids doing work-ins, breaking in places, stuff for him. And then he ended up taking his one son out and told him he had to show him something and killed him and buried him. Then he tried to kill his other son, killed his girlfriend.
Hey, you know what I was speaking about a minute ago?
Huh.
So awesome.
Gladys, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty.
Okay. I love it. I love
you know,
Flash Gordon.
I seen on Facebook the other night that Tennessee actually had another earthquake.
Where at?
Franklin, somewhere, I can't remember, but
it was
only like a 2.2.
Yeah, the
but,
world.
I mean, it was like, how many, like 3 or 4 within a couple months?
End of the world.
Now, you know what it is? This is what happened. Okay, the end of the world did happen, but Flash Gordon saved us.
Oh, well, he is going to save every one of us.
Or they only come and got certain people that we didn't even know were gone.
Love it. See, he saved us, guys.
Yes.
He saved us. And with that, we'll probably go ahead and call it a night tonight. So we want to thank everybody for listening to the Paranormal or Experience. I'm getting carried away with Flash Gordon here on 91.3 The Gap. Every Thursday night, join us next Thursday. We'll have special guest Matt Klein in. thanks again for listening. And if remember, if it's out there, we'll find it. It's a miracle.